Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas itself didn't get a lot of snow overnight, but you still have to pay close attention to the road conditions if you're driving.
That's because while the roads seem to be holding well now, slush and snow that has accumulated is expected to refreeze, making them quite dangerous to drive on. Madison Sheen with TxDOT says they still have crews out retreating the roads and trying to clear out snow and slush from the shoulders.
These spots can sometimes be unpredictable, as weather can be, right? So they can come up suddenly. You might have driven that road an hour beforehand, but now there is a slick spot. So you really need to take it slow, understand that conditions can change.
She says people going to the Cotton Bowl tonight will need to remember that while their drive seems fine there, leaving will be much colder temperatures, and the roads could be an issue. Along North Central Expressway, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Yesterday's bad weather is having an impact on operations at Love Field Airport in Dallas today. Airport spokesperson Lauren Round says both of the runways are open and functioning normally, but Southwest and other airlines are still trying to clear up their backlogs.
Although the numbers have decreased from yesterday, our airline partners are still seeing many cancellations today, so passengers should continue checking directly with their airline for flight statuses and assistance with rescheduling.
She says they are seeing increased activity today at the airport, but it's still lower than average.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
A lot of people that are trying to get in and out of town have been running into delays and cancellations of flights because of the weather. 527 cancellations at DFW today. Another 738 flights have been delayed. At Love Field, it's seen 97 cancellations and 86 delays. And it's split about half and half with flights coming in versus flights going out.
All the snow has moved out, and guess what? The fans, they are moving in to AT&T Stadium for the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. Arlington Mayor Jim Ross says fans are getting to know his city.
All the restaurants around the area are open. They're enjoying a good boost of folks walking in on stuff. So we don't anticipate any negative effects from the weather at all right now.
Arlington police say that they are enhancing security as a result of the attack before the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. But they say they always have a bunch of officers and cars around the entertainment district for big events. So they're not planning any major changes. Arlington PD says that it is also working with the Cotton Bowl, AT&T Stadium, and federal agencies to make sure everyone stays safe.
Back to the fires. Firefighters, they're hoping for a break from the winds today that have been fueling these massive fires in the Los Angeles area. And we've been telling you about the death toll is now up to 10. That's 10 officially. It could go higher, probably will. Entire neighborhoods are gone.
You know, I saw one picture, and you probably saw this too, of a guy. They found a guy dead with a fire or with a water hose in his hand trying to protect his home. And it's like, oh, God, that's got to be horrible.
News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton has been in the Los Angeles area all week covering the fires. He joins us live now.
Mike, Austin, just listening to you guys talk, I can confirm that everything you guys are saying is just as bad as you see on social media in real life. I'm outside of a house right now. I can see straight to the Pacific Ocean. This house used to back up to the ocean. The house isn't there anymore. You know, it is brutal.
So is this along the PCH? Are you there near that Palisades fire?
I am. That's exactly where I'm at. I'm in Pacific Palisades. I am not far from PCH. In fact, at this house where I'm at, I could literally see it. I could see some of the city lights too. I mean, every street you go though, it's pretty, I mean, you see a chimney and you don't see the house. That's kind of like the thing. You see a chimney because the chimney is the only thing left standing.
I know you've probably been talking to neighbors and people in that area. What are they telling you? How are they feeling? And that's got to be a brutal job. I've done it before, but what are they feeling right now?
Well, that's so it's interesting because they don't know how to feel. You know, they're still in shock. I was talking to a guy, his family home, I guess his dad bought it in 1969 for like $34,000 or something like that. He was sharing the story with me. And I, you know, when I first asked him, like, how are you feeling? And he said, I'm kind of numb. Like, I don't even know how I'm feeling yet because I'm still in shock. And, you know, that's the thing. This just happened. And to see everything go up in smoke, it happened so quickly. And then there are some homes that are still standing, but it is far and few in between, at least here in the Pacific Palisades area. I mean, the videos from above are just, it's devastating. It really is. And you think about the people and all their memories that went up in flames, too. The guy was talking about pictures. He picked up a memento that was from his brother when he was a kid. And then, you know, he had a little smile on his face. But it's that sort of stuff that you're dealing with out here.
Are they making some progress, though? They have the winds died down a little.
Winds have definitely died down a little bit, but unfortunately, National Weather Service says those Santa Ana winds are supposed to pick up a little bit more. But I will say this, firefighters are working around the clock, man. I don't know if they get enough credit. They probably don't. The fire now at this point is roughly 8% contained. And they're just continuously putting out hot spots. Even this morning, there was a huge glow, and I knew exactly what that meant. I knew that meant there was a big fire somewhere, and sure enough, glow went away, firefighters were on scene, and I talked to a few firefighters. They are exhausted. They have been doing this 3-4 days now, no sleep, working around the clock, and it's still, you know, it stinks because it's still not good enough, and there's nothing really they can do but their best at this point.
It's just ongoing devastation in Southern California. Xavier, thank you. Really appreciate it, and we'll check in again with you soon. That is News Nation's Xavier Walton. He is at that Pacific Palisades fire after all this time, and it's only 8% contained.
When he said the number 8, I was like, oh, my gosh. And they're totally undermanned. They don't have enough. I know that other states, I think Texas and Nevada are states that are already sending in people to help, but that's just a tough situation.
Bad. Yeah, Consumer Electronics Show is wrapping up this weekend in Vegas. This is the annual trade show. Takes over the whole city, basically. And these are the new products, the new technology. This
would be really cool to attend at least once, I think.
And this is the cool stuff. And you know who did get to attend? Luke Sloan with Odyssey's WWJ up in Detroit. He was at the show this week. We spoke to him earlier in the week. He is back home now, and he joins us this afternoon.
Was hoping you were still on the strip, buddy.
ARLD. Hey, Luke.
Well, Mike, Austin, it was a great time in Las Vegas. It was warm and sunny, and as I sit right now here back in the Mitten States, I know
the
that you have gotten some adverse weather here. I'm sitting in 27 degrees in snow here in Michigan, so I think we're both in the same boat now, but Vegas was warm and nice.
So since that first time we talked, I know you've had a chance to look over a lot of other things at the show. Was it just AI?
You know, outside of AI, it was robots, and more robots. I might have seen more robots than humans, to be honest. Robots with a variety of different functions. I saw almost like a Roomba, but it has an arm on it that it can pick up socks and clothes and things. So, you know, if you want to watch a couple of NFL playoff games this weekend and don't feel like picking up or vacuuming, you can put this Roomba down. It'll vacuum.
Sign me up.
And it'll pick up your clothes. I think I'd like one of those, too, for football watching. Another robot might not be bad at work. Might not be bad at the factory. Called WheelMe, actually made by a company right here in the Detroit area that I was able to catch up with. Basically, you can put a crate or a box on top of it, and it'll wheel it around the factory floor. And if you jump in front of it, it'll stop on a dime so it doesn't hit you. And I think my favorite robots that I found, guys, this Ropet, made by a startup company. Basically, it's a ChatGPT-powered fuzzy robot. It recognizes over 50 languages, over 100 items. It's fuzzy. Its eyes will look at you. And I think I made a couple of new friends in Las Vegas.
That sounds creepy to me, buddy.
I know. What fuzzy? Define fuzzy.
Well, basically, think a teddy bear or a stuffed animal or something like that.
It's got but it's
arms,
staring at you?
Ears.
Read
yeah,
your thoughts.
It is. It's very smart, though. It might be smarter than some people are around.
All right, staring at you with black, lifeless eyes.
That's like a doll's eye. Let's talk about the coolest thing that you saw. But take away the robots. Is there one thing that you walked away and said, "Wow, that is really cool. That's going to be with us in the next few years"?
It's really, really tough to say. I mean, I saw things like suitcases that you can ride around the airports. I saw, you know, an autonomous Indy car that gets up to 184 miles an hour with no driver.
Oh,
it's really
wow.
tough
I'm
to
not
pinpoint
that.
It's super tough to pinpoint like that one thing that's going to be with us so much. But I was able to see some AI smart homes, AI bedrooms and bathrooms and kitchens and stuff like that. Basically, think all of your normal household appliances and TVs and coffee makers and stuff like that, but made 8 times smarter. I think that those appliances and, you know, are going to start seeping their way into our home, and, you know, perhaps we'll all live in an AI smart home here in 4 or 5 years.
That's scary to me a little bit. I don't know.
It sounds like the chip industry is in good shape for the next lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Start investing.
Luke, thank you so much. Did you hit any buffets?
Oh, plenty. The weather was super nice. The snow is actually coming down harder now as I talk to you guys, but the casinos were fun. The weather was good. Walking up and down the strip was a great time. The city was very crowded for the show, and the buffets were good. I'd say my favorite was probably MGM Grand.
Did the AI teach you how to win in gambling?
Oh, you know, I lost to a couple of robots in chess, actually. and if AI did teach me how to gamble, I think they need to do a better job. Because
you didn't do so well at blackjack tables, right?
Luke, thank you. That's Luke Sloan with Odyssey's WWJ up in Detroit.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.